presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Washington Post World.
December 20, 525 America, New York. Synagogue attacker moved to new prison after taking hostages. A far-right extremist who killed two people in the German city of Halle 3 years ago after trying to attack a synagogue has been moved to a new prison after an apparent jailbreak attempt.
RT World News. December 20, 522 America, New York. Israel produces first-ever National Intelligence Estimate Report, media. The document reportedly says the world is on the verge of tectonic changes. The Israeli Ministry of Intelligence has prepared a report warning that the world is standing on the precipice of a transition to a new global arrangement, the newspaper Jerusalem Post revealed on Monday.
New York Times World News.
December 20, 516 America, New York. China's abrupt COVID pivot leaves many without medicines. Millions are desperate to get their hands on fever-reducing drugs and antivirals such as Pfizer's Paxlovid as infections across China outpace supplies. Buying medicine at a pharmacy in Beijing on Tuesday.
BBC News World.
December 20, 501 America, New York, Fiji election, PM Bainimarama out as opposition reaches coalition deal. The result marks an end to Frank Bainimarama's nearly 16-year rule of the Pacific Island nation.
New York Times World News.
December 20, 438 America, New York. As Tunisia drifts farther from democracy, voters shun election. Turnout in Saturday's parliamentary elections was just over 11%, reflecting deep skepticism that politics can solve the North African nation's grave governmental and economic crises. Members of Tunisia's electoral authority counting votes from Saturday's parliamentary election in the capital, Tunis, on Sunday.
BBC News World.
December 20, 429 America, New York, Irmgard Fechner, Nazi typist guilty of complicity in 10,500 murders. 97-year-old Irmgard Fechner, who worked for a Nazi commandant, is convicted in Germany.
Mirror World News.
December 20, 426 America, New York, enormous freak wave kills 3 people, including teen as 17 injured in South Africa. The emergency medical services responded to reports of a freak wave that swept a group of beachgoers against the pier, causing multiple injuries, M spokesman Nyabulo Delungal said.
BBC News World.
December 20, 426 America, New York. Triumphant Argentina given heroes welcome in Buenos Aires. Lionel Messi's World Cup winners are greeted by thousands of fans in the early hours in Buenos Aires.
Washington Post World.
December 20, 425 America, New York. Terry Hall, singer with ska icons The Specials, dies at 63. Terry Hall, lead singer of ska band The Specials, has died at the age of 63.
Washington Post World.
December 20, 423 America, New York. Palestinians call for strike after prisoner dies of cancer. Palestinian factions are calling for a general strike in the occupied West Bank and urging Palestinians to confront Israeli troops after a Palestinian prisoner died of lung cancer.
Time.
December 20, 4 o'clock America, New York. Hindutva pop is the new soundtrack to the anti-Muslim movement in India. Brassy beats, poorly synced visuals, and jarring edits haven't stopped Prem Krishnavanshi, an engineer-turned-singer from the North Indian state of Uttar Pradesh, from becoming a sensation on YouTube and social media.
World News, breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
December 20, 211 America, New York, Argentina World Cup winners return home to Buenos Aires. After taking the World Cup crown, Argentina returned home to Buenos Aires on Tuesday, with the country declaring the day of celebration as a national holiday. Lionel Messi holds the World Cup trophy in Buenos Aires.
New York Times World News.
December 20, 029 America, New York, your Tuesday briefing. The House January 6 committee placed clear blame on Donald Trump. The action is the culmination of the committee's intense 18-month investigation into former President Donald J.
Time. December 20, 005 America, New York. How innovation can build the future our grandchildren deserve. I've been saying for years that the world is getting better. I'll point out that, for example, the number of young children who die before their 5th birthday has fallen by more than half in just 2 decades, from 10 million in 2000 to just over 4 million today.